everyone. This is Miss Glitchy, and it is my cake day today. I asked everyone on the subreddit to ask me questions. So, yeah, thank you to everyone who obliged. So, this is going to be long and rambly, and I don't know if people will actually listen to the whole thing, but should be interesting for me. Also, I don't think I am going to record stuff. I will, but might not be able to make it, for my actual cake day, not just today, because my mic got broken, my real mic, and I'm hesitant to record something without a really nice mic because I'm too used to it. And yeah. And I'm not decided on what to do yet. I have a few ideas. And I promise I'll come up with something really nice. Because yeah, it's a special day. Not everyone gets to have an account on Reddit for this long. So, okay. I am going to record my answers to the AMA. So, Gandhi asked me, what's in your eyes that got you looking so hot? Okay. And I answered star margarine, because there's this thing where we cook star margarine with the rice, or just put it on hot steamed rice. Yeah, I'm going to just talk and then upload this without editing it, because I have a feeling it is going to be super long. So yes, star margarine. I think people from other countries also do this. If not, then they're just super weird. I think it's a marketing tactic, but they said if you put margarine on your rice as a kid, then you're going to grow really tall and healthy. So that's what my parents did. Okay, moving on. Yeah, user 12809. Hello. He asked me, how many cake days did you think you would have when you started? Okay. When I first made my account, this is a throwaway account, this is my porn account, I thought that I will go delete this when I reach my first cake day, because by then I thought, well, I would have done all the audios that I wanted. And at that time, I still hadn't started posting pictures. So, this is originally my Dirty Pen Pals account. And I just wanted to write stories and interact with people. Okay. So, 1 month into my well, 1 month into making my account, I discovered Gumroad Audio, and then after that, I started making audios based on, well, scripts, and then other people's scripts, and then eventually I went into writing my own scripts. I don't know if you people know this, but about 80% of my audios are impromptu, improv, and like 15% are scripts by other people, and maybe 5% is like audios that are like with toys or just rambly ramble faps or just yeah. So I had no idea that I would celebrate my third cake day with on this account, and I'm really happy that I discovered this site, and well, so I so appreciate that, the support, especially all the people who have subscribed to my subreddit. I really appreciate all the lovely thoughts that you sent me. You make it so very fulfilling to post on Reddit. Well, no matter how you discovered this Gucci, like, some people have seen my pictures on Gone Wild Kirby or Agents Gone Wild, or if you've been listening to me for a while on, Gone Wild Audio or NSFW ASMR or, recordings, yeah, and others that read it, poetry reading, then you would know that there's a lot, that this account is involved in. So I do poems, songs, pictures, all that stuff, scripts. So I really appreciate you sticking with me. That's my third year, and hopefully I'll get back into recording more stuff. Especially those who have known me for since I started my first year. Yeah. I really think I peaked back when I was first starting. Some of my friends on GWA were talking about it. And the first few years, you just look super into it. Like, first year, you love posting. I used to post like 3 times a week or nearly every day, and well, it was just so fulfilling for me. I just love posting, sharing myself. I'm discovering my sexuality and sharing it with other people. It's just so fulfilling. It's, and I wish everyone would have the same experience as I did, because it's just so liberating to be able to create content instead of just consuming it. And yeah, if there's an audio that I really, really want to hear, I make it. That's such fulfilling already, but I mean, it makes me so happy. And as a performer, recording scripts that I really like for other people, for my favorite writers. Shout out to Homer and Casty. Super Yelly, that squad. It's just really fun to bring their words to life, and I really find it so fulfilling to, I said fulfilling again, sorry. So fudge. So exciting, because there's just a lot of opportunity to escape and to be imaginative and creative. And I have a really boring job. And yeah, it's not boring, it's just straight laced. It's very strict, and being able to tap into creating and this is very risque, I guess it's just empowering to me to be this online persona, because Miss Gucci is everything that I want to be. And if ever I can be my most courageous and true self, it would be her. So thank you for sticking up with her, and lots more to come. Okay, so okay, let's move on to, thank you, user 12809. You've always been so great to me, and thank you for the lovely question. The next question comes from one of my dearest friends on GWA, one of the really one of my longest friends. I haven't known her since 2 years, 3 years ago. So Daddy's Little Kitten. She says, do you feel like you have grown as a person from GWA, and in what ways? I really think that I've grown as a person. I've discovered so many things about myself. And in what ways? I think I've really tapped into the whole what I want to get out of being alive, or how do I explain this? Okay, when I was younger, I really wanted to be a good person. Like, I wanted to strictly follow society and what the church said about being a good person, and that also included my sexuality. And so I'm really Catholic, so you know where this is going. And I think, gee, the way I taught me what I really, really wanted. Like, there's some things about me that I discovered on the sub that, well, made me think really long and hard about what I wanted out of myself. Like, well, since I first started, I discovered that I like some things that I thought at the start was odd. So yeah, I would suggest that everyone try listening to audios, even though you think it's not for you. Like, well, things that you're on the fence about. Like, yeah, I think I've mentioned this before, but I really like Daddy Dom Little Girl audio, which at the start I thought was odd, but after learning more about it, I identified with it. So that's the foremost that comes to mind. Well, I identify as a switch. But I'm being a switch, it's a bit complicated because I'm only chubby under certain circumstances and dominant under certain circumstances. So yeah, I hope that answers the question. In what ways has GWA made me grow as a person? Just maybe more introspective, and made me think on what I really wanted out of myself and how to treat myself as a distinct human being, a distinct sexual being. And I'm really grateful that I have this wonderful nurturing environment where I can explore my likes and my wants and needs. So. Okay, thank you, Kit, for the lovely question. Okay, another question by YumFap is, he's asking, what is my favorite kind of cake? Favorite kind of cake would be, I really like cheesecake. Really, preferably of the blueberry kind or Munich cheesecake with, you know, those, like, cheese, this kind of cheesecake with vanilla on top, like a kind of vanilla sauce. It's just so good. Okay, if I could have any kind of cake, that cheesecake would be it. Raspberry cheesecake or strawberry cheesecake? Oh my gosh, that's so delicious. So thank you for that question. Next is, possibly wearing pants is asking, what makes me come easier, oral or penetration? Okay. Yeah, just about. Okay. Next question. Yeah, oral or penetration? Well, the last time I had a really good one from either one of those, I got I got off from penetration. So that answers your question. Thank you. Captain Huggy Pants. Asked next, are you a fan of chocolate in any form? Yes, I love chocolate, especially dark chocolate. Really bitter dark chocolate. 65%, 70%. It's so good. It's just enough to be bitter, but it's still sweet. So, yeah. I love dark chocolate. Also, like white chocolate with almonds. Okay. My favorite chocolate. Chocolate bar is from Australia and it's called Cherry Ripe. It's by Cadbury. It's just so good. I love it. It's dark chocolate with coconut and cherry. And if you have a chance to try it, I recommend you do. So, I always get a stash, like a big bag of Cherry Ripe, just for me. Anyway, next. What's your favorite part about posting to Reddit? That's a question from Foodie49. Okay, also, yeah. Thank you, Captain Hungry Pants, for the previous question. My favorite part about posting to Reddit. I guess, if I were to be honest, it's getting responses. Like, I get a lot of, well, not a lot, just enough, I guess. I get the loveliest private messages and comments on my pictures and audio sometimes, and it's really encouraging. It makes you want to post again because they lift up my self-esteem. It's not like I have low self-esteem, but it's really see it. I mean, feel good when I get three encouraging messages like that, and I would have to dig into my inbox sometimes because I have had the best, I don't know if admirers are too strong for word, just people who appreciate what I put out. And I especially love it when people notice the little things, like in my audios, like if I do something on purpose with editing or sound effects and people actually get it, or in a script, when there's like something secret or something subtle in the plot, or and people get it, it's so fulfilling. I really love it. That's my favorite part about posting to Reddit. Getting validation and appreciation. It's not even me, it's what I put out. And yeah, so, and okay guys, I have 271 audios all in all. That is for songs, poems, and yeah, naughty audios. And the occasional story. And so my favorite part about posting different kinds of content, I get different kinds of responses. So the first time that I got guilted for my poetry, it was so fulfilling. Loved it even more than making like naughty audios. It's getting recognition for stuff that you didn't even think would get attention or any listens. So thank you so much for listening to my poetry. And I read poems. Like, I love poems so much. It's just a slice of life. And I don't know, certain poems make me feel emotional and really good. And if I nail the delivery of a poem, it's just like nothing that I can let's just say that I love it. It's just like nothing I can describe. So that was from Foodie49. Thank you so much for asking that question. I'm sorry I remember about it. Last is from Ebony Switch, who is a sweetheart. So she is asking, how did I discover GWA? Okay, that's the first of three questions, so let me answer this first. I discovered GWA when someone I know from DPP, one of those people that I correspond with on a role play, he asked me if I would ever do a JOI. And I really didn't have an idea what a JOI was, so he had to explain it. Also had to explain what GWA was. And I got curious And I looked for that subreddit, and one of the first people that I listened to was, well, he became one of my good friends. He's still my friend now. So I listened to it, to this audio, and I really got blown away by how good it was, because there was a story and it was incredibly sexy. And I'm just really happy that I lucked out with listening to that first audio, because it's one of the really good ones in the sub. Like, I've listened to probably hundreds of audios by now because I've been around, and it's still one of those audios that I would freely recommend. Like, it's that good. So, right after I listened to that one, I commented, and then I forgot all about it, about that first audio. And then, after like a few months of posting, I looked back at my first comment, and yeah, it was just mind-blowing that I became friends with that person eventually. It's pretty neat. So that's how I discovered GWA. Yeah. And a lot of other factors that made me stay. Because, wow, the community is like super nice. And I have met a lot of amazing people. And yeah, I've made some really awesome friends. Yeah, aside from that, okay. Learned a lot. Well, not just about kink, but how to write, how to edit, how to act, voice act. Okay, yeah, I know, that wasn't a question, so going back, okay. The second question that Ebony Switch had was, how do you get inspiration to create content? Well, related to my first answer, I get inspired by people who comment really like my audios. The audios that I put out. So, I think like this. When I brainstorm about what audio I want to do next, I usually look back at the audios that have already had all the listens and all the yeah. So, okay. Let me go back. One of my most listened to audios is that ASMR one. It's called My Secret Office Factory. So before I had my first cake day, I recorded that, and yeah, it's one of my most listened to, because I think not many people have done that, incorporated ASMR with yeah, that intimate setting in the office. But and well, a JLI is always yeah, it's always it always gets a lot of listens, let's just say. And initially when I was starting out, people would always ask me to perform one, and I kept on pushing it back and putting it off, because Yeah, I just wasn't feeling the scripts that I read for that theme. So when I started making my own content, and when I started writing my own scripts and doing improv, I realized that you can do it differently than what I had thought a JOI was before. You can, yeah, I really like prolonging the teasing part of a JOI because, I don't know, it's like, yeah, from what I learned, it's takes certain skill to sustain that tension and the suspense when writing and doing instructions like that. So that's my favorite thing about my JOIs. It's I change it up by being encouraging slash commanding slash not typically cruel Dommy, but more of yeah, gentle Domming. Instructions like all my aperture Domming is I want my sub to want to please me, so I tell him how he could do it. And if you're really in that in that zone in for yeah, in subspace, really what clicks. You would want to please your dog, and in doing that, that pleases you. So to tap into that, most of my JYs are instructions in the sense that I tell my sub what to do to make me happy. Or what I enjoy seeing. So, yeah. So I get inspired by real things that happen to me that I've experienced as in that role, and also when I do get to become yeah, the submissive in that situation. I yeah, so I'm inspired by lots of things, and when I see on the sub things that I think could be tweaked, or let's just say, yeah, from well, yeah, what I mentioned earlier was if I really want to see something and it's not on GWA, I would be inspired to create content that, yeah, that caters to that. Certain theme, like if I wanted more robot audios, more DDLG audios, I would ASMR. Yeah, I would usually go ahead and improv something. So there. Yeah, and I'm also inspired to put out content that I personally think is sexy. I've never done an audio that I thought was not arousing to me. So, if you want to have an idea what I think is sexy, just look at my audio, just look at the themes. Every one of them. I mean, like, yeah, every, like, science fiction, fantasy, DDLG, bit of femdom, gentle femdom, mommy dom, and also, like, office scenarios, teacher, professor, yeah, power dynamics, like, also, non-conscious con, like, the ambiguous kind of non-con, yeah, I think it's sexy, yeah, and romantic audios, like, BFEs, GFEs. Yeah, it's what I would like to do more of in the future. Okay. Oh, and Ebony Switch is also asking my favorite color. Least favorite color. I really like purple. Pastel purple. And dark purple, royal purple, also emerald green. I love that. My least favorite would be, well, I don't really have a least favorite one, but I'm not too fond of mint green. It just looks, I don't know, looks like toothpaste to me. But yeah, there are other greens that I like, but not that one. Okay, so that's probably it. If you have more questions, you can ask me still. I could probably make a part two of this one, because I asked some people to ask me questions and they still haven't gotten them in yet. So this is like super long. 45 minutes! Yes! That's amazing. If you made it this far, you get a special prize. Thank you. And again, thank you for celebrating my cake day with me. And yeah, not going to edit this. Bye, guys.